With leading the news this morning, rescue workers are continuing their frantic search for more survivors from Turkey's devastating earthquake. But as time goes on, they are losing hope of pulling any more people alive from the rubble. Thousands of people spent another freezing night sleeping out in the open. Military aircraft have been dropping emergency supplies into the area. The whistleblower website WikiLeaks is running out of money. It's had to temporarily suspend publishing documents because of the funding crisis. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says restrictions by US-based financial companies have starved the website of nearly all of its revenue. Rupert Murdoch's former right-hand man has defended his claims that phone hacking at the News of the World was restricted to a single reporter. Les Hinton was making another appearance before the British Parliamentary Committee investigating the scandal. Mr. Hinton was forced to quit as head of Dow Jones and publisher of the Wall Street Journal over the scandal. Libya's interim government has bowed to international pressure and ordered an inquiry into the death of Muammar Gaddafi. They've also stopped the public display of the former dictator's body in Misrata. And Human Rights Watch says it has evidence that more than 50 of Colonel Gaddafi's supporters were executed at a hotel in the city of Sirte. And the Queen is going to be spending a quieter day in Canberra today after yesterday's whirlwind visit to Brisbane. The Queen and Prince Philip will visit the Australian War Memorial this morning.